If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When's lunch? Oh no. Welcome back to the number one podcast done on a balcony. When's lunch? I'm Spencer. What's that? I hear me and me only. That's right. It's a solo episode. I'm the only one here. Matheson's not here again, and that's okay because we love him and he'll be back on the balcony shortly. But for now, it's just me and you, the listener, and we're best friends now, so that's fine. This is part two of the Big Time Rush Tour. Look, I was going to wait because I think it's more fun to talk to someone about the tour, but he's not here, and he's not going to be here for like another 2 weeks, and I didn't want to make you guys wait, so we're just going to get right into it. We're going to go hot and heavy, because that's how it felt on this part of the tour, hot, heavy, and sweaty. Up top, I just want to give a huge shout-out to the number one tequila in the world. Those are my words. Tequila Comos. Tequila Comos is the official tequila of When's Lunch, the official tequila of the balcony, the official tequila of the Forever Tour. My part of the Forever Tour with Big Time Rush. Whoa. I'm going to auto-tune that later. But Tequila Comos is genuinely the best tequila ever. It is the smoothest, the most wonderful tasting I've ever had. Look, Tequila Comos, they didn't invent tequila. They just perfected it. Yeah. Let that sink in for a minute. Play some guitar, some Spanish guitar. Okay, let's dive right into it. Let's dive right into the meat and potatoes of this podcast. The reason that you guys are here to listen to me tell you about the second half of the tour. So we left off. I think we just finished a show in El Paso, and I was talking about how incredible and how wild the meet and greet was, and just how much I loved it. We had a full like 14-hour drive. We had a whole day off, but whole like 14-hour drive to Los Angeles, and we are going to get ready for the LA show, which is known, if you're like a singer, all your friends and you know, colleagues, I call no one a colleague, but people that I work with, they all live in LA, so they'll come to the show. This LA show is the YouTube Theater. It's sold out. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It wasn't amazing. It didn't go to plan, and that's okay, because we put our heads down and we march up the sandy hill of whatever Normandy. That's a take that out. We march up the Lord of the Rings volcano. Anyway, we get to Los Angeles, and the venue, I gotta be honest, is a little sterile feeling. It's like all white. And it felt like a dentist's office, but it's like really nice speakers, really nice, like everything. It's all brand new. The green rooms were impeccable. Food was impeccable. It was great. So I'm about to go on, right? Got a bunch of friends there, some record labels, all kinds of stuff. And Caden comes back. Caden, my photographer, comes back to the green room. He's like, hey, there's nobody in the audience. And I'm going on 10 minutes. And I'm like, so I go take a peek. And I'm not kidding, it's probably 10% full. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Turns out they have one entrance in, one entrance out. So that's the first thing. When I go on stage, it's like 40% full. And look, when I go on, on that tour, when I went on, not everybody was there, but it was pretty full. Like, it was at least 75, 80, 85% full, sometimes 90. So I'm going on 40% people, and like, you can only have such a good vibe in the audience, it being a third full. So, you know, we put our head down, we're marching up that same volcano. I don't know why I keep wanting to say balcony. We're marching up, and we get to the end of our set, and I hear some yelling in the ears. I hear some arguing happening, and I get a note from my beautiful friend Keaton, you all know and love him, who's doing sound, and he says, "Hey, they're gonna mute us." And keep in mind, we weren't over time yet, but we were probably off by like a minute. And I had to make a choice when I'm standing on that stage. I had to make a choice. Do I like get muted and then it's like awkward, or do right before the last song, am I just like, "Good night, I love you guys"? So I made that choice and they cut a song and I had to walk off, and it was like kind of weird, but none of my friends noticed. They were just like, "Hey, why didn't you play Sweater?" I was like, "Well, fancy seeing you here. Fancy asking me here." That's not a saying. Yeah, so basically they cut a song, and the night was just kind of shitty. Like, all those things happened, and everybody was on edge, and that kind of shit was happening. Everybody apologized after, so don't worry. Everybody's great. But yeah, it just didn't go to plan. We played a great game of beer pong outside next to the bus after, me and the Big Time Rush guys, and it was fun. We had a great time, so it was whatever. So we're going to scratch that off, and we're going to get excited for the next LA show. But the show after Los Angeles was in Irvine. All day at this Irvine show, when we were like loading in and stuff and getting ready, when I woke up at the venue, I went for a run, and I got some dust. Like, it was just like in the middle of nowhere. I got some dust in my lungs, and I had a headache like all day. And I took a nap, and I just remember being really tired. But the vibe was like sort of back. Like, I felt good. And there was 10,000 people at the show, which is so many. If you didn't know that 10,000 people is a lot of people, it is. The coolest thing about this venue is they had green rooms, and then in the middle, it was like outside, but they had like a roof over it. They had a traveling espresso bar, like with two baristas, who also, when we left, gave us like six bags of coffee in a giant, like, shopping bag. So they didn't really stay fresh that long, but we got a lot of coffee beans. This show was so lit. It was incredible. I had such a great time. The crowd was massive, and I won't forget that. And I'm coming back to Irvine/Anaheim/Santa Ana, wherever I may go, and I love it. So shout out Irvine, very fun. Then we went 2 hours south to San Diego. I've not had great success in San Diego as far as like hype shows. It's one of those cities where like I just hadn't had like a hype crowd, so I really wasn't expecting much. We had a treehouse green room essentially, which was really dope. The venue was really cool. It was like a bowl, like half bowl, and I was just kind of like, okay, let's do this show and then we can get going to Phoenix. And this crowd blew me away. An extremely lit crowd, so excited. This was one of the nights that I got the most DMs on Instagram like ever. So that was cool. So I will be coming back to SDCA. That's San Diego, California. Also, I worked out at the rec center on campus, and I walked in and, Alina was the girl at the front desk who said, who knew Big Time Rush and knew that we were on tour and was like, "Hey, I'll let you work out." So I gave her a free ticket and she came, and then she sent her sister to San Francisco. So shout out Alina, if you're listening to this, you're the bomb, and thanks for letting me lift. Yeah. So I had a fantastic workout and then fantastic show. Shout out San Diego. We're coming back. And I know the venue that I want to play. It's the House of Blues small room. I love it. And we're in love forever, San Diego. So the next show is the next day, and it's in Phoenix, which is like a 7-hour drive. So we're not sleeping. I wake up in Phoenix after an hour and a half of sleep. That's probably the night that I slept the least. And I didn't feel awesome. I didn't feel sick. I just felt like, ugh. So I'm barely sleeping. I go to work out at some random gym. Joe Rogan is at the gym across me stretching, which was pretty wild to see him there. He had a show there. And then I went and got some coffee at Cartel Coffee Company. Fire spot if you're in Phoenix or AZ or Glendale or Scottsdale or surrounding areas. It's really great. So I'm getting ready for the show. And we're in a very small green room. And that just happens when you're the support. You're in small green rooms. But they had a great shower. And at one point, everybody was in there. I just went and sat on the bench in the shower. It was dry. But I went and sat in there just to like kind of get some space. This crowd was top three for me in the tour. I got to be honest. Stand up, Phoenix. I'm coming back. And when I come back, I just expect you to be lit. It's not my fault that you were that dope. It's not. Bad. Sorry, I just had a guitar that I needed to move, and then I just played that. And the squeaky strings were because I have four rings on my hand. Shout out, Phoenix. I'll be back. AZ. Amazing, amazing spot. The Federal Theater, I think it was called the Federal Financial Theater. Used to be called something else, but shout out, Phoenix, I love you. Next on the list is our fifth show in a row, and that's not good for your voice, FYI. We are in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Never been here, didn't expect much. Wake up, middle of nowhere. Literally, like, could not. Albuquerque is a city. It's not really even a city. It's like a town. And we're in the middle of nowhere. So the venue's super cool though. Like really, really dope. The Isleta Amphitheater. And green rooms were fire. I actually cut some vocals to my next single in that green room in Albuquerque because I had to have it turned in at a certain time. So shout out to that green room because that was one of my favorite green rooms on the run. Yeah, once again, just didn't expect anything, and I was pleasantly surprised by this. Sort of just like a wow, great crowd. I felt great on stage. My voice felt great for a fifth show, and the meet and greet was insane. They had me in this like little box with a little roof over me, and it kept enclosing and closing, and then they had to get me out of there. It was pretty crazy, but very, very cool. Albuquerque, there's a venue there I want to play in. It's called Launchpad. It's like a small 350 cap spot, and it looks so cool. So hopefully I will come back there and play. I will definitely come back, but hopefully I'll play at Launchpad. Next on the list, we had a day off, drove 10 hours or something insane. Crazy storm that we had to like stop in the middle of the road. And I'm going to take a drink of this kombucha. Yum. I don't know how I started telling myself I like kombucha, but I love it now. This is Health Aid Kombucha. It's a free plug. And it's the pomegranate flavor. I just like it because it says, follow your gut on the bottle. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to follow my gut and encourage you to do the same. So we're getting to Denver. And we get to Denver and we're there and we're looking for a restaurant to go eat at. And I got to be honest, man, I had a little tickle in my throat. I had a little tickle in my throat. Not really even like a sick thing, just like a, wow, I'm exhausted and my voice feels weird. So I didn't go on vocal rest and went to a restaurant, had some dinner, and then I left early because I just wasn't really feeling awesome. Got back, watched Rick and Morty, fell asleep, woke up, and I was like, ah, shit. My voice is going. It's just going. There's nothing I can do. I went to quite literally the nicest gym on the tour. It was called the Colorado Athletic Club, and it was like in the top of a skyscraper, and they had like waiting benches in the middle of the Stairmasters, just like really gorgeous couches and stuff, and I felt like I didn't belong there, and I was the youngest person by like 20 years and didn't have a salt and pepper comb over haircut. So I felt like I was, like, I go a lot of places, I gotta be honest with you, that I feel like I am a delinquent. Like, just whether it's the way that I'm dressed or just like the vibe I'm on or my hair or my tattoos or my painted nails in most of the country. I don't know what it is, but I feel a little bit like a delinquent, and that's fine. I don't mind. I'm just sharing. Or else, oh, sorry, I hit the mic really hard. Or else I wouldn't keep doing it. But yeah, it was just probably too nice of a gym for me. But then I just, like, I was trying to sweat it out. I went to the sauna. They had a steam room. I was just trying to get rid of this, like, rest my voice. I was on vocal rest that whole time. And then I played the show in Denver, and my voice was barely there. I don't know. I know a lot of people can't notice, but it was so hard for me. But we got through it. The thing I remember about, I usually love Denver and the shows in Denver, and this was probably my second least favorite because the venue was not really a real venue. We had to, like, bring in everything. There was mud everywhere. It was raining. We didn't have any green rooms. We were in our bus behind the venue, and I remember, like, somebody's sewage in the bus leaked, so we had to, like, step over that, and it just, it didn't all, there's too many people, like, too many friends at that show, which I love friend, I love when friends come, but it's nice to have a green room, or, like, if there's too many people there, we can go to the bus, but we had, like, a bus, and I was on major vocal rest, so not one of my favorite shows. The show was okay. Oh, and the stage, I had, I'm not kidding, probably 2 feet by 2 feet. So I was just climbing on the speakers in the front of the stage, but it's fine. It was, you know, there's always a couple of shows like that that are hard to get through, and we got through, and shout out Denver. I'll always come back forever. Next show. Well, next day, day off. Not much happened. Chill day. What did we do that day? It was just a beautiful drive, man. It was a beautiful drive. Watched a couple movies. It was, like, cloudy, but the mountains were awesome. Then we get to Salt Lake City, and I wake up again, and I'm like, man, still, my voice is still feeling bad. Still feeling bad. But my body felt better. So that was cool. And then I went to a gym, and for whatever reason, I know some people listening to this have panic or anxiety disorders. I got to this gym, and they were so nice, and they, like, let us go work out. Followed that guy on Instagram. We're friends now. And I'm walking to the locker room with my wonderful guitarist, Jordan. You know him. You love him. You see him play. And I have a full-on panic attack for no reason. Been in gyms like this my whole life. And I just had to go to the locker room and pinch my thigh until I didn't pass out. So that was fun. But, Yeah. And then I got back to the venue, and I just felt a lot better. I felt so much better, and except for my voice. My voice wasn't great. Also at the gym, I steam roomed and sauna'd and did all that. And I think that saved me. So I'm going on stage, and I'm singing. And when I'm singing, it's feeling okay. But when I'm talking, like, in between songs, I like, sing my note. And then I'm talking, I'm like, thank you so much, Albuquerque. So it must have been something with the register that I was talking in, but so that was weird. That was super weird. Show is amazing, though. I was taking a lot of safe choices with the notes I hit. You know if I'm taking safe choices, because hardly any of my singing choices are safe. But yeah, it was pretty crazy. Great crowd. I actually had only been in Salt Lake City once in my life ever in 2019, and I sold the most merch in Salt Lake City than any other city. How wild is that? Shout out Salt Lake City. I got a amazing IV from, I think the company's called Drip. I'm going to do it when I get back. I'm going to figure out who they are again. Really nice ladies. And I felt great after my IV drip. So I will do that again. Liquid IV, literally liquid IV into my veins with a needle. Didn't love that. And then I got a B12 shot in my butt. So that was rad, and I felt cool. Shout out Salt Lake City. I'm coming back. promise. So on the way, we have one more show, but we have a day off before the last show. And the day off, we're going from 7,000 feet elevation in Utah to see to like 70 feet sea level in San Francisco Bay Area, Concord. I got a couple DMs that I said that wrong, so I'm going to say Concord. Concord, California, instead of Concord. So on this off day, we're driving, and we stop in this place called Truckee, California. I'm on a full day of vocal rest, by the way. I'm like, I got to save what I got left. And we stop in Truckee, CA. And everything was way too crowded. It was a really cool town, but we just got back in the bus. And as soon as we got, we're going to get food, essentially. Doesn't matter. As soon as we got back in the bus, I lay down. I take like a 20-minute nap because I'm just like, you know, just trying to vibe. And on long bus rides, you get tired. National Treasure's playing. So I take a little 20-minute nap. I wake up. I shit you not. My entire head feels like it's going to explode. Like, I can't hear anything. And then I start to talk, and I can't hear my own voice. And that sent me into a spiral, and I freaked out. I had to have the bus pull over, and I had to get out. I tried to pop my ears. It was so scary, dude. It was so scary. And that didn't stop the entire day. So I had an entire day of just this, like, my equilibrium was horrible. Every time I stood up, I felt like I was going to fall over. Couldn't hear anything. Couldn't, like... Just like, imagine if you filled your sinuses and ears with rubber cement and then lived. That's what I felt like. I'm not kidding. So that was horrible. But that's actually the only night that I got a hotel on tour was when we got to the Bay Area. Everybody went to Benihana, and I was like, sorry, can't hear, so I can't eat. So I went to the hotel and got in a hot shower and just tried to pop my ears for an hour. And they slowly loosened up just in time for the last show of the tour, Concord, California, Bay Area, Yay Area, I'm Gonna Stay Area. That shit was cray area. And pretty sad. Pretty sad it was my last show. I was kind of walking around just bummed, like, ugh. Because I thrive on the road. It's what I love to do. It's where I love to do. And it's just my favorite thing in the world, man. So it's the last show of the tour. It ends up selling out 10,000 people again. A lot of people. If you've never seen 10,000, go to my Instagram at Spencer Music. Unbelievable crowd. I put my flower bell bottoms on. I put my black ruffled shirt on. I even throw some white suspenders on because it's a special night. Small green room. Across the green room is like a lobby area, and we made that our green room too. I got all the guys their own bottle of their favorite liquor. So that was cool. And God, what a show this was. The crowd was fantastic. My voice was back. It wasn't like 100%, but I would say it was like 90. So it felt good. And also I could push a little bit since I knew I wasn't going to sing for the next like week or at least few days. This show was incredible. So the guys were kind of acting weird right before we went on and like talking behind my back, and I would turn around. They would stop talking. My band, my crew, Keaton, Jordan, Matheson, Caden. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, did they get me a gift card or something? And I go on stage, and during the second song, dude, at the end, they come out on stage, Big Time Rush does, and they pour confetti all over my head. And that was kind of cool. But the crowd erupted. So it's kind of like a thank you for going on tour with us. We're gonna make you look dumb and happy at the same time on stage, and I appreciated it. So shout out to those guys. They brought me a tequila shot on stage, and we all did a tequila shot together. And I had already done an extra one before the show because I was like, I'm going to be extra loose tonight. So I had like 4 shots of tequila, 3 before, 1 during, 75 after. This show, I mean, what a crowd this was. legit like an insane crowd, packed crowd. When I said earlier like 40% of the LA crowd was there, 30%, 93% was there my first song. So it was fan fucking tastic, and I appreciate you, and I'm coming back to the Bay Area for sure. For sure. So be there or you're dead to me. So yeah, and then after the show we did a lot of beer pong. We drank a lot. It was just like the end of tour, like let's go crazy. And there's a little party area. It was perfect. It was awesome. So that kind of wraps up the entire tour. I'm sure I'm forgetting a lot of stuff because Matheson isn't here and I can't bounce shit off of him, but we do what we can, and maybe we'll just talk about the tour forever, and this will just be the Forever Tour podcast. Psych, because this is Wynn's Lunch, and we don't fuck around here, man. We don't. And I think it's a mistake if you do, so don't. Shout out if you came to the Forever Tour to come see me. I'm sorry I didn't go on the East Coast. I will. We're working on that right now. But I appreciate if you came, and I saw all the signs. Thank you for buying all the merch. Thank you for being there for me. Thanks for yelling. Thanks for screaming. Thanks for singing along. Sometimes if I was playing like Paranoia and nobody really knows the song in that crowd, there'd be like four people singing it, and I would point them out and I would blow them a kiss or wave to them. I just appreciate all the love, and I can't wait to go back on tour. If you're listening to this, Benny and the Jets Live is out. It is out tomorrow, because I'm going to post this on Thursday. Or tonight, actually, at midnight, your time. Benny and the Jets is coming out, and it's going to be fantastic. It's from El Paso, Texas, because that's the best recording we had, and the crowd was great. Sometimes when you're doing live recordings, like, it doesn't... frequencies are better in some cities, and the frequency was the best in El Paso, and sounds great. And I'm just putting that out to hold you guys over till I put out this next single that I'm very, very excited about. And right now I'm looking at this whiteboard of every song from my album that I wrote down, and I'm very excited. So shout out to you guys. The Forever Tour was amazing. I'll never forget it. I wish I could just do it over and over and over and over again, but we're going to do my tour next, and it's going to be fun. And if you went, you have to come to my tour, or we're not friends anymore. But I love you guys. Go stream Benny and the Jets Live. Go, you know, kiss someone or something, whatever you feel comfortable with, and go drink some tequila Comos. You're not going to regret it. You're not going to regret it. I love you. I'm going to say my one word of the day today is get her done, because Larry the Cable Guy saying. But I got a lot of shit done today. I've been doing a bunch of TikToks. I was working on some mood board stuff, and now I'm recording this, and it's only 3:55 p.m. so I got hours to do more shit. Love you guys. We're back in LA. I'll talk about Mexico on the next episode. I had a great vacation. Thanks for asking. Thanks. That wasn't sarcasm. That was genuine. But I love you very much. Wynn's Lunch. Hey, Wynn's Lunch. Is that a guitar? Wynn's Lunch. You tell us. That's all. Wynn's Lunch. Wynn's Lunch. Wynn's Lunch. Oh, no.